You're listening to the audio production of When Crickets Cry by Charles Martin, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Adam Werner.
Prologue. I pushed against the spring hinge, cracked open the screen door, and scattered two hummingbirds fighting over my feeder. The sound of their wings faded into the dogwood branches above. And it was there the morning met me with streaks of sun-kissed, cracking across the skyline. Seconds before, God had painted the sky a mixture of black and deep blue, then smeared it with rolling wisps of cotton and sprayed it with specks of glitter, some larger than others. I turned my head sideways, sort of corkscrewing my eyes, and decided that heaven looked like a giant granite countertop turned upside down and framing the sky. Maybe God was down here drinking his coffee too. Only difference was, he didn't need to read the letter in my hand. He already knew what it said. Below me, the Tallulah River spread out seamlessly into Lake Burton in a sheet of translucent, unmoving green, untouched by the antique cutwaters and jet skis that would split her skin and roll her to shore at 7:01 a.m. In moments, God would send the sun upward and westward, where it would shine hot, and where by noon, the glare off the water would be painful and picturesque. I stepped off the back porch, the letter clutched in my hand, and picked my barefoot way down the stone steps to the dock. I walked along the bulkhead, felt the coolness of the mist rising on my legs and face.